For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University is celebrating the groundbreaking for its new disaster training pavilion to be located in the small city of Imboden. And Kenda has this report for A-State Connections.
Grab yourself a shovel.
Due to the possibility of rain or snow, the groundbreaking was moved indoors, but participants still posed for pictures with shovels. They're marking the symbolic beginning of construction on a disaster training area that will educate the next generation of first responders and others about emergency management.
I think it will only add to the great reputation that the Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management Department already has here at Arkansas State University. Clearly, it's an unprecedented opportunity for not just our students, but for the disaster response community at large. So we think it's going to be a very good thing.
That's Professor Deborah Purcell, who says a new training area will be very likely to attract more students interested in the field of emergency management to A-State.
Oh, of course. We already have students who come to us because of the reputation that the program has built. And when you add a facility like this, that's only going to add to the credibility of the program. And honestly, it's not just credibility. It's the actual preparation and training that students get that builds their credentials and ultimately saves lives.
A-State student Casey Williams is excited about what the new training area will mean for the community.
Allowing our program to get out in communities and kind of, with these training facilities, I hope they're a talking point, you know, among different communities, and allowing students to be involved with the community and really spread what disaster preparedness and emergency management is all about. On top of that, just the water rescue training, like very straightforward. That kind of training is hard to come by. You have to be like in a certain field to do that or in the fire service. So being able to do that as a student is really remarkable.
The training pavilion will be located in Imboden, a small city in Lawrence County with a population of under 700. Chris Jones is the mayor there.
It will benefit us economically, for sure, if it brings just one person from out of town in because of this center. That's an impact. And if one person comes, then next time maybe two people will come. And it will basically put our community and our area, not just Imboden, but our whole Lawrence-Randolph County area, it will put us on the map.
The training area will focus on recovery from tornadoes, earthquakes, flooding, hazardous materials incidents, and the like. Chris Caldwell, federal co-chair of the Delta Regional Authority, says it will end up benefiting everyone.
Ultimately is being able to provide resources to first responders, sheriff's office, fire departments, students here at ASU to be able to learn and ultimately provide life-saving skills. What we look at obviously is, I think that's first and foremost, but the economic impact, areas that are going to be able to have resources that they didn't have before.
Another site will be located in the city of Walnut Ridge. The Imboden site is expected to be finished in June if the weather cooperates with the construction schedule. A-State officials say the projects will enhance its mission to educate not just students, but the future leaders of emergency management and disaster preparedness. I'm Ann Kenda for A-State Connections.